Chapter 7 Bad News. Peters arrived at the house at 8 a.m. the next morning and immediately started the interrogation again. He asked Lemus about his time in London since leaving Berlin. Lemus told him the story that he had agreed with Control. He told him about working in the office at the circus that made payments to people working abroad. He explained that he was bored, that he had started to drink, and that he had been asked to leave. Peters was interested in his last job at the circus.
"Tell me what you did," he said.
"I made payments to agents," replied Lemus. "I got letters telling me to write checks, but I never had the names of the agents or where they were in the world. But sometimes they gave me too much information, so I did know who was going to be paid. I made a list last night of all the payments that I could remember."
Lemus gave Peters his list, and Peters read it carefully.
"This is good," he said. "Very good."
Lemus continued.
"I remember an operation called Rolling Stone, Best," he said. "I made two trips abroad because I was working on it. One trip was to Denmark, to Copenhagen, and one was to Finland, to Helsinki. I had to deposit money in banks."
"How much money?"
$10,000 in Copenhagen and $40,000 in Helsinki," replied Lemus.
"Who was the money for?"
asked Peters.
"I don't know," replied Lemus. "Control didn't tell me."
"Was Control managing the operation himself?"
asked Peters.
"Yes," said Lemus. "I had some information, but not all of it."
He gave a lot more information about Rolling Stone to Peters. He explained that the circus gave him false documents for the person who would get the money from the Danish and Finnish banks. He told Peters that some payments were made before he was working in the office. Peters wrote everything down carefully.
"What were the names the person had to use to withdraw the money from the banks?" he asked.
"Horst Karlsdorf and Adolf Fechtmann," said Lemus.
"Those are both German names," said Peters.
"Yes, but the person wasn't German," replied Lemus quickly.
"Why are you sure about that?" asked Peters.
"Because I was head of operations in Berlin. I would have known if we were paying large amounts of money to an East German agent," said Lemus, beginning to sound angry.
"Are you sure there wasn't another agent for the British working in East Germany?" asked Peters.
"I'm sure there wasn't," shouted Lemus, now very angry.
He remembered what Control had said.
"Give them your information and let them work out what to think. It will be good to make them think that they know more than you."
Peters nodded, as if he understood something about Lemus. He thought that Lemus was angry that the circus might have an agent in East Germany who Lemus did not know about.
"You are a very proud man, Mr. Lemus," he said.
Peters left the house at lunchtime on the second day. He did not appear that afternoon, and he did not appear the next morning either. Lemus asked the woman who brought his meals where Peters was, but she just smiled and shrugged. At last, he decided to go for a walk by the sea. There was a girl on the beach throwing pieces of bread to the seabirds. Lemus thought about Liz. He wanted to do simple things with her, like throw bread to seabirds. He wanted love and to have a new life with her. He would be home soon, perhaps in 2 weeks. He would have plenty of money, and he could come in from the cold. When he got back to the house, he heard the woman make a phone call. Finally, at 3 p.m, Peters arrived, and as soon as Lemus saw him, he knew that there was a problem. Peters did not take off his coat and did not sit down.
"I've got bad news for you," said Peters. "I heard it this morning. The police are searching for you in England. They're checking ships and planes that are leaving the country."
"Why do they want me?" thought Lemus. He was shocked and confused, but he stayed silent.
"There are articles in all the newspapers, but they just say that police want to talk to you. They don't say that you have defected, but they mention the Official Secrets Act, so people will think that you are a spy."
This wasn't part of the plan. "I'm supposed to be able to go home in 2 weeks," he thought. "Why has Control done this?" Lemus felt angry with Control and worried, but he tried to think quickly. "What am I going to do?" he asked himself. "I could refuse to talk any more to Peters, but if I stop acting my part now, the operation against Munt will fail.
Every police force in Western Europe will be looking for you," said Peters. "You've got a choice. You can let us look after you, we can arrange to take you to the East, or you can go away alone. But you will definitely be caught. You don't have any money, your passport runs out in 10 days, and you don't have any false documents."
"If I come with you, what will you do with me when you have completed your interrogation?" asked Lemus. Peters shrugged.
"We'll give you a new passport, probably. Then you can go where you want."
Lemus stared out of the window. At last he said, "All right, I'll come."
"There is no plane to the East until tomorrow," said Peters. "But there is a flight to Berlin in an hour. We need to leave now."
At the airport, Lemus bought a newspaper. He found an article about himself, and he wondered whether Liz had seen it.